الہی اپنی رحمت سے تو کر دے باخبر اپنا, الہی اپنی رحمت سے تو کر دے باخبر اپنا, نہ انجم ہے ہمارے اور نئے شمس و قمر اپنا, سوا تیرے نہیں ہے کوئی میرا سنگ دے اپنا, کوئی حاجت ہو رکھتا ہوں تیری چوکھٹ پہ سر اپنا, خدا محبت ایسی دے دے اپنی رحمت سے, کرے خطر فدا تجھ پر یہ دل اپنا جگر اپنا, میں کب تک نفس دشمن کی غلامی سے رہوں رسوا, تو کر لے ایسے ناکاروں کو پھر بار دیگر اپنا, چھڑا کر غیر سے دل کو تو اپنا خاص کر ہم کو, تو فضل خاص کو ہم سب پیار بام کر اپنا, یہ فیض مرشد کامل تو کر دے ہم گاہوں کو, کہ وقف خانقاہ شیخ ہے قلب و جگر اپنا, تغافل سے جو کی توبہ تو ان کی راہ میں اختر, ہم آتن مشغلہ ہے ذکر کا شام و سحر اپنا, الہی اپنی رحمت سے تو کر دے باخبر اپنا, الہی اپنی رحمت سے تو کر دے باخبر اپنا.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم, مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم, يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا, مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين, بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم, يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه, فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم, روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه, فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم, هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحن, يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم, أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This is normally we have a Ash'ar Majlis on this night, Yawm al-Ahad night, the night, the Saturday night, in the first weekend of the Islamic month. And this is nothing new. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also had Ash'ar Majalis. And on one occasion he told his main poet, Hazrat Hadda Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to sit on the minbar and to say poems. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself says that I completed one some Ash'ar and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me to carry on. Hatta anshattu miyata abiyan, until 100 ash'ar I had presented and sang. So this is also a sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of Masjid Nabawi. And of course, ash'ar which is in dunya's evil, romance, etc., that of course we are not at all speaking of that, that is totally haram. But this is those ash'ar in the love of Allah Ta'ala, in the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this, let's say, person go by leaps and bounds towards closeness towards Allah Ta'ala. Because every person has got natural emotions in him. And when you touch on the correct emotion at the right time, then great, great benefit is achieved by that. So ash'ar by nature are such that it affects the emotions of a person. And when it is these imani ash'ar in the love of Allah, like the ash'ar that were now presented, which are du'as to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which we will translate and we can see what great effects it has on a person. And then in the love of deen, of Islam, of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these things have got great, great effects. Another important point that I wish to stress, when we were still very young, alhamdulillah, from very reliable and close sources, we got this information that Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullah alayh used to say that during the months of Rabiul Awwal and Rabiul Akhir, speak more on the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and all aspects related to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, I've done this my whole life and I've seen great, great benefits. Because there is that group of people amongst us who believe that we as Deobandis, so much they got in their mind that we don't even believe in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or if we do believe, we are gustah, we disrespect Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we will speak about Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their minds will be cleared. And in fact, when we had an incident here in Azadgarh many years ago with regard to this other group, and many of them had this about us, that we don't believe in Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we are the enemies of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we show disrespect. And those days I used to go to Krukasdorp town for Juma regularly. So on the same occasion of Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, I spoke on Sirat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one person who was in the third saf right in the corner, he was making some remarks. He was talking, I couldn't make out. But I was thinking, he seems to be a person of the opposite, the other school of thought, and he's having objections to what I've got to say. When I finished the mass, as I was walking out, he came to meet me. So I thought, now he's going to make a scene, he's going to make a problem. But he told me, what a thing he told me. He says that we in our school of thought, and they regard themselves as Ashiqani Rasul, the great lovers of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But he said that we and even our ulama, compared to what I heard today, we haven't got one iota of any idea of what the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what have we got, our great ulama? If we study their works, how much love and respect they had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these misconceptions can be removed from them. Also, some people are of the view that to speak in Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir about Sirat, about Sunnah, is a bid'ah. That why confine it to this part of the year? Some people have that opinion also. So this is not confining. For example, when we speak almost our bayans, every bayan throughout the year on the sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before every bayan, one sunnat is mentioned. And even if you speak on any aspect of deen, it is the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also if we can see that shaitan misleads us, and in a very nurani hijab, a nurani parda, he stops us completely of speaking of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we don't speak in Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, then who is speaking in the rest of the year? So nobody is speaking in the rest of the year, so stop them in Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir also. So there no zikre Rasul throughout your life also. So at least this is an occasion and throughout the year. But also again, for example, to speak on any other aspect during any part of the year, to speak about Ramzan in Ramzan. We can have objection to that also, why don't you speak some other part of the year? But it's a natural connection with Ramzan that you will speak. In Rajab you will speak of Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's just natural by nature. Whenever any occasion comes in your life, when you got married, you speak about your marriage, you don't celebrate and have marriage celebration and all that. You don't have a birthday party. But you think, now I'm 50 years old, now I'm 55 years old. This is a natural thing. So for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the months that he was born, that he passed away, and to just speak about Rasul within the limits of Sharia, not doing anything wrong, etc., no qawwali and no all other things, but just to remind ourselves of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should do it throughout the year and even intensify during this. And if we are not speaking the rest of the year, and we are stopped from even in the month of Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, so that means there will be no zikre Rasul. So this is very, very important. So anyway, today we will have some ash'ar, poems in the praises of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, we will just translate this beautiful poem of our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi. Koi hajat ho rakhta ho tere chaukhat par sar apna. Whenever I have any need, and a human being is a composition of needs all the time. When Allah Ta'ala, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi used to explain, Allah He said in the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara ila Allah. O people, and yeah, Allah didn't say believers or anyone. All of mankind, from Adam alayhi salam till Qiyamah's day, all the wealthy, all the rulers, all the ulama, all the anbiya, everyone together, you are all beggars by Allah Ta'ala. And this, according to Arabic grammar, is jumla ismiya. And jumla ismiya shows towards continuity. So you are continuously beggars of Allah Ta'ala. All of you put together, you are beggars of Allah Ta'ala. As we are sitting now, those who realize it, fortunate. And that is what is called tasawwuf, that realization. Otherwise, the reality is what all, but we don't realize it, we are not conscious. That is, every moment as we are sitting here, we are in need of Allah. We are beggars of Allah Ta'ala. For example, our heart, if just one beat has to go wrong, if just one blood has to clot, then we have got a problem. We got a heart problem. We got a stroke problem. So we are in need of Allah Ta'ala. As we are sitting here, we can have a pain in our back, our spine. Something can go wrong and we can get paralyzed for the rest of our life. And all these things happen suddenly. So every moment while we are awake, while we are sleeping, while we are walking, while we are sitting, we are all the time. And that is what is called tasawwuf, to be conscious of it. And then you turn to Allah and you beg of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise everyone is, even an atheist is dependent on Allah every moment, but he doesn't acknowledge it, he doesn't accept it, he's far from Allah Ta'ala. So the more a person understands this and realizes this, that person is more closer to Allah Ta'ala, and that is all what tasawwuf is all about, to realize the consciousness of Allah, the presence of Allah, how much we are in need of Allah, and how many billions of favors of Allah we are enjoying now at this moment, to appreciate it and to make shukr to Allah. Otherwise, think that our eyes we have got since the time we were born. But till today, who of us thanks Allah Ta'ala for our eyes? Our brains,
Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatun explained on one occasion that a person brought a topi, or rather a white scarf, the thin white scarves which we get in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, for Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali. He presented it to him as common. Hajis come back with some present. So Hazrat took the scarf, kissed it, put it on his head. So somebody standing nearby told Hazrat, "You're showing so much respect and love for the scarf, and that you are kissing it, you're putting it on your head, and you are thinking that it's from Medina Sharif, but on the scarf is written, made in China, made in Japan, wherever else it is made." So Hazrat said, "I also know it is made in China or wherever, but the wind of Medina has touched it. And that is why it is so dear to me." Anyway, so our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if somebody brings a topi for you from Medina Sharif, Makkah Sharif, the topi may be 15 riyals, 5 riyals, 2 riyals, 20 riyals, whatever the price, but you'll appreciate that the person thought of you. And you'll also appreciate he brought a topi from Medina Sharif. And how much you have got contact with Medina Sharif, and something came from there, the value will be in your heart. And something from Makkah Sharif. So Hazrat says, anyway, and you'll thank that person. You're in nowadays times, you'll send him an SMS also, an email also telling him, "Jazakallah, you brought this topi, I appreciate it." For the topi, you appreciate, which is right. For the 2 riyal, 5, 10 riyal topi. But the topi on the head you wear it, did you ever make shukr to Allah that He gave you a head? If you did not have a head, where should you wear the topi? And Allah gave us the head free of charge. Did any of us, there are many who are here now, 15 years old, 20 years old, 25, 50, 60 years old, in our whole life, did we make shukr to Allah, "You gave us a head"? With the topi we make shukr, the rumal we make shukr. And then again, Allah didn't give us an empty head without brains. If we had a head without brains, then also what was the use of it? And the brains also Allah gave us free of charge. And the brains which are inside, Allah, so to say, torqued it properly, like a screwdriver, just enough, not too loose. If you tighten it too much, the screw will break. It's too loose, it will fall out eventually. So just right, Allah taught the brains also. If our brains were too tight, that we get in cross fighting and just going off at a tangent for every small thing, what should be our condition? If our brains were loose, they not taught properly, and then we like very sloppy, and we don't take care of anything, we are not on time for anything, we don't do any of our work, we are very loose like that, then also how should it be? And then again, Allah gave us full brains. If our brains were 5 bob short, and little less our brains, and we were carrying on like mad people, everyone should make a joke about us, that there is like a mad person, our action. Who did we ever make shukr for those brains? And the brains are working, not only while we are awake, all the time the brains are working. Our heart is not only working while we are awake, without us knowing it, the heart is working. So we are 100% dependent on Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And in fact, Allahu Akbar, what a beautiful example our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi gave, that Allah declared that you are continuous beggars of Allah ta'ala. What does this mean in return? That a beggar has got a begging bowl with which he goes and begs. And a professional beggar begs from 9 to 5 in the afternoon. Then he goes away, counts his money, packs it away. Now he begs the next day, so he puts his bowl in a shelf. But he's a beggar from 9 to 5. But you are beggars 24 hours, continuously. 7 days a week, 24 hours, you are beggars. So your begging bowl, Allah did not give you that you put it away. You might need it middle of the night also, because you are 24 hours beggars of Allah. So Allah gave your begging bowl with you on your body. How is that? You just put your two hands together. Here is your begging bowl. This is the bowl Allah gave you. And when we make namaz, with our chest, we face Qibla Sharif. and your bow, it faces the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. You keep it up like this. This is the right way, not like this, or not you close yourself as though you may be smoking something and you're hiding what you are smoking. That is not the correct adab. That your hands are open and in front of your sina, your chest, your hands must be there and they're facing towards Allah. And of the adab of keeping the hands also, there must be a little space between them. So that little, so this if you will see, a very broken begging bowl. That there is a space in between, your fingers also are different sizes, your fingers also are apart, so it's a very broken bowl. So this beggar, we haven't even got a proper bowl, he's got a broken bowl. So in one aspect, that if Allah puts little in this bowl, it will all fall through. So Allah says, I have to put a big thing in this bowl. Also, it is not adab that you keep your hands like this, and you beg from Allah, everything will fall in between. So keep your hands here. And also another very great adab, which is an adab that after making dua, you wipe your hands over your face. And this is an adab, but what does it signify? Something very, very great. Our one student, Maulana Fasih al-Din, who is now in France, he is from the Comoro Islands actually, and mashallah, he is doing great and fantastic work. He put it very beautifully in Arabic, that when we're putting our hands and we wipe it over our face, what this signifies? Wajadna ma talabna. That what we asked, we got it already. You are telling Allah Ta'ala, what I made dua and I asked you, I got it. Wajadna ma talabna. So Allah, who is a child in front of his mother, father, you're begging for something and say, Jazakallah, you gave it to me. Your heart melts also. That already the child is saying, Jazakallah, so give it. So when a person tells Allah, I got what I wanted, Allah also who is Kareem, Allahu Akbar. And how Kareem and compassionate is not Allah, Allah says, my banda say, I got it, how can't I give it? I have to give it to him now. And then also Allahu Akbar. That when we are making our dua like this, pick up your hands, what numbers do you see in your palm? What are the numbers there? 81 and 18. If you add them, how much do they come to? 99. In other words, the 99 names of Allah. Allah has got many more names. This our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali, used to explain, like a person has got a keyboard, and whatever number he presses there, it will show on the screen. Or, for example, you've got all switches on a board. You press this switch, that light goes on. You press this switch, the fan goes on. You press that switch, the door opens. All are connected. So the 99 names are all connected with Allah. And which name you take, the tajalli, the focus, the light of that comes on you. For example, you say, Ya Raziqo, Ya Razzaqo. Allah is the one of giving rosy. Allah's rosy focuses on you. Ya Shafi, that Allah is the giver of shifa. That quality of Allah's shifa focuses upon you. Ya Fattahu, the one who opens the doors for us from our problems and difficulties, Allah focuses that upon you. So Allah gave us, in other words, like people say, you got the world in your hands. You got the world in your, you got Allah in your hands. Hey, all Allah's qualities are here. So Allah has given it that to you. So when we're making dua, just call upon Allah. Whichever name of Allah you take, that name's tajalli, it light focuses upon you. Then 81, if you subtract from there 18, how much will you get from there? 63. And 63 was the life of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in order to qualify, to take from Allah, live your life according to the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then each of our fingers have got how many parts on them? Three. How many fingers? 10. 30 days a month. In other words, all the time, have lived your life according to sunnah. And then, now, just ask from Allah Ta'ala what you want to. And Allahu Akbar. Normally, office hours, how many are they? What time are office hours in any country normally? 9 to 5, 9 to 4, more or less those are office hours. And so to say, Allah's office hours, 24 hours. There is no time that Allah opens His office only from 9 o'clock, and public holidays it's closed. Sundays Allah's office is closed, or Fridays Allah's office is closed. All the time Allah's offices are open. And when you, how to ring to call upon Allah Ta'ala, to phone the office of Allah Ta'ala, you just pick up your hands and your connection is made there. Yeah, your battery won't get flat. You won't get, for example, the antenna, the service of that company, they not at a moment operational or anything. Never ever. Immediately you will make contact with Allah Ta'ala. And by Allah Ta'ala hasn't kept a secretary who will take your call. And the secretary will say that the boss is gone out today. Or the boss is in a meeting. Never ever. Direct contact with Allah Ta'ala. And whenever you will phone, whether it's middle of the night, whether it's busy time of the day, any time, all the people in the world can phone at the same time, so to say. Allah will receive everyone's call. And that in today's time is not difficult to understand. That how does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply to everyone's salam. Especially at peak hours, the people who are passing Rozai Mubarak, they are not even allowed to stop for a second. They just pass. How many people are making salam? From around the world, people are sending salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reply to everyone? When we know today, with the cell phone, the antenna, the receiver, where how many at this particular moment, this antenna here in Azadwell, how many calls are going to it? How many is it sending again to where it has to go? How many SMSs are going and it directs them to there? How many emails are going and it directs it to where it has to go? The replies it receives, it sends it back to you at any given moment. How many thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of calls are to be handled there? So when a man-made thing can do this, then what is it difficult for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That Allah gives him that power that he listens to everyone's salam and replies it to. What is it difficult for Allah himself to hear everyone's dua individually and reply to everyone's dua also? So Allah Ta'ala receives everyone's call. And there is no pre-recorded message by Allah Ta'ala. That for English, press 1. For Afrikaans, press 2. For this language, press 3. For this department, press that. For this query, press this number. Nothing like that. And if you are dumb, you can't speak, Allah will listen to you also. See? Yeah, in this world, a dumb person, how will he speak on the phone? If you are deaf, you will hear Allah Ta'ala. Allah will put that message in your heart. So how great. So dua to Allah Ta'ala is a very great thing. And when Allah has said, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي, make dua to me, ask of me. And immediately after, اَدْعُونِي, me, with me, immediately without any other words in between, without any separation, Allah has promised, أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, I will accept your dua. And then again Allah has sounded away a warning also. أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي. Those people who are too proud, meaning is to ask of me. They don't ask of me. سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ. I will enter them, they will enter into the fire of Jahannam. So how important, so dua is a very, very great thing. And a person who has got connection with Allah and realized who Allah is, that person is almost 24 hours in dua. He doesn't have to pick up his hands, but whatever he does, that, oh Allah, you do it for me. On my own I can never achieve this. That yaqeen is in his heart. Eh? Not like that person who was going to buy a horse, in our times a car. He was going, his friend asked him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to buy a horse. He said, say inshallah. He said, what's the need of inshallah? Like that, many of us, many, even good people who are, so to say, supposed to be conscious, but inshallah is not on our tongue. And just imagine, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's great Rasul, one time he forgot to say inshallah, Allah closed wahi for such a long period. And this was a very, very hard time on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah Ta'ala revealed, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا إِنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Only, we always say, this must be natural talk of a mu'min, inshaAllah, and that is a great dua, and it has to be with us. But very, very good people, we'll say, I'll be there in 5 minutes. No, inshaAllah. I'll get this for you. No, inshaAllah. I'm going here. No, inshaAllah. Nothing can happen without the Mashiach, without the will of Allah. And this is what is tasawwuf, that conscious, and then to realize it and to express it. Like many of our friends, when we are eating, I ask them, you read Bismillah? They say, yes. But I say, I didn't even see your lips moving, I didn't hear any sound. They say, we read it in our heart. But I say, when you eat with your heart or you eat with your mouth. When we eat, the mouth moves properly and the sounds also come properly. But Bismillah, then we are so great mukhlis people, that we, the Bismillah is in the heart. Then eat with your heart also. Don't eat with your mouth. So this should be, inshallah, shouldn't be in the heart. We should express it and we should say the inshallah. But many, many, unfortunately, our Bismillahs are not there. Inshallah is not. Anything is achieved, mashallah. Even just the word mashallah, full it should be. MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. A person who reads us, whatever ni'mat you have, Allah won't remove that ni'mat from you. When you just say the word MashaAllah also. But unfortunately, these things are not on our tongues. That is what should come into us. So, this person was going to buy his horse. He told him, say Bismillah, inshaAllah. He said, what's the need of saying inshaAllah? I got money in my pocket as much as I want. I'm a rich man. There are enough horses in the bazaar. Whichever horse I will see, I will like, I will buy that horse. And I will choose one, and I will buy it. So what's the need, inshallah, that if Allah wishes? So he say, okay, if that is how you take it and you think, then that's your way. So after a while, that person came back. From that direction, they met again. He said, you bought your horse. He said, inshallah, I was going to buy the horse. Inshallah, I had money in my pocket. Inshallah, there were all the horses there in the market. Inshallah, I was going to agree on a price. Inshallah, why? What happened? He said, I chose a horse. The price was made. When I put my hand in my pocket for the money, pickpocket stole all my money. There was no money. So everything, nothing is in our hands. Even if you go, you got your ticket, you got your passport, you got your transport to the airport, you got your visa, everything. When you come to the airport, you want to go, for example, to America. You want to go to Reunion, cyclone in Reunion. In America, terrible storms are taking place. Flights are cancelled. Airports are closed. And a plane won't fly. But they contact the airport they're going to, can we come? Is everything in order there? Politically, criminally, the stability, the weather conditions, everything. When it's in order, then the plane will fly. They can go halfway and they divert them to another airport. They make them come back home again. Anything. So without inshallah, nothing can happen. So a person has to realize, whether we pick up our hands and make dua or anything, inshallah is a very beautiful language. Then I will do this. And the Arabs have this till today. I remember, perhaps it was the first Hajj or so, I asked the driver, Arab, and most of them were Bedouins from the villages, that how long will it take us to reach Medina Sharif? He said, when Allah will let us reach, inshallah. So I say, more or less? He say, no more or less. Only when Allah will let us reach, then we will reach. Really, that is a talk of Iman. That no, your calculation of 4 hours and 6 hours can prove to be completely wrong. You can meet up with an accident and you die. Never your whole life will reach that. Your car can break down. Or anything else can happen. When will you reach? So inshaAllah is very, very important. And to leave things in the hands of Allah. So dua is a very great thing. And see this beautiful dua of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. The Hazrat said that whatever need I have got, I place it at your doorstep. Very briefly, I'll just mention this. One science which is taught at universities is called humanism. And what is humanism? That humans are in charge of everything. That Allah doesn't do anything. There's nothing like, they don't believe in Allah. Allah, everything is in our control. Though we don't believe it in actual as a theory or anything, But it mustn't happen that in practice we think I'm in control of everything. If we don't say inshallah, it's not in our mind also, then we are guilty of the same thing, that I'm in control of everything. So this reality must come into us. So ilahi apne rahmat se tu kar de ba khabar apna. This one sentence is so great that, oh Allah, one greatest need of ours, and in fact one great, great wali of Allah, Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Madzub rahmatullah alayh, in one of his duas he says, Ya Allah, maut mujhe na aaye jab tak main aap se aaga na ho jau, that I don't die until I don't realize and recognize you, who you are. That is our maqsad, to recognize. Wa ma khalaqtul jinna wal ins illa liya'budun, ay illa liya'rifun. That is the object of ours in this world, which the Quran has declared. No matter who says what our purpose of life and our object of life is, Allah says that our object of life is to recognize Allah. So Hazrat makes this dua, this is my greatest need. When a person makes dua of a special time, then in fact our Shaykh says, if you ask Allah Ta'ala of everything in the world, but you did not ask Allah Himself, you ask for nothing. And if you ask for nothing in this world, but you ask Allah Himself that He becomes yours, you have asked for everything. So the recognition, the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala. Ilahi apne rahmat se tu kar de ba khabar apna. Let us be informed of you. Let us know who you are. Let us have your ma'rifat of Allah. Na anjum hai hamare aur na ye shams o qamar apna. Having a big gathering, entertainment, wedding time, this social gathering, that social function, all the people are gathered, people are laughing, talking, making jokes, etc. All these things, in other words, the entertainment of this dunya, whether it's some sports occasion, whether it is some other festival, whether it is what, this is not what I want in this world. And not the sun and the moon. In other words, if even I got the sun, like a person, he has earned so much, multi-millionaire, and he has earned so much, all these things are not what I want. What I want you, I have your ma'arifat. Siwa tere nahi hai koi, mera sang dar apna. Besides your threshold, I wonder, I've got no other door which I can turn to. Who can accept your duas? There is no one. This reality comes into us. Not that you run to this person, help me with 5 rand. He doesn't want to give you. Go to somebody else. Help me with 3 rand. Help me with 2 rand. No, you realize Allah is your one. And you only beg from Allah. And a person who gets this, you won't have to ask the people for money. People will come and give you and beg you to accept from them. That you please accept. Allah will put it in their heart. You go to this person. And one good friend of ours, Maulana Ishaq of Mauritius, Rose Hill, Mauritius brothers will know him. He explained to me, when he just got married, he went to Pakistan to get married. On the way, he made Umrah on the way. And he lost all his money. Now he was very shy to tell his wife, I got no money, that even to buy food I haven't got money. So when he went to the Haram, he told me, just give me some money, her own money, I'll just buy some food, I'll give you back again. And whole night he said, I don't know about you, but we won't get always chance to be here in the Haram. I want to spend the whole night in the Haram. And this also Allah's ways of working are ajeeb. Like that he shouldn't spend the whole night in the Haram. But now he has lost all his money. Now, many a person, then we think I became very pious now. Tahajjud I started. Duas, but it's actually some problem you got. That's why now you're turning to Allah. If there wasn't a problem, you shouldn't have turned. But Allah in His mercy makes this problem. Anyway, he spent the whole night. He made Fajr. After Fajr, he was going out. As he's going out, one Arab is coming from that side, running. And of all, how many people come out at the same time after namaz is from the Arab? He came and he singled him out and he gave him hadiah in his hand. And how much he had lost, exactly the same amount he came and put in his hand. So if you turn to Allah, Allah will send the people to you. You don't have to go and beg from people. And they will beg you. Maulana Qasim Nanotvi rahmatullah alayh. One person came with so many in those days, when money wasn't checks or credit card or anything, or paper money, gold coins. He came with so much of gold coins, he couldn't carry it himself. He brought his worker. you carry it. And he gave it, Maulana refused to accept. Finally, he put it in the shoes of Maulana outside. So Maulana told his Khadim, see, when you don't run after dunya, dunya falls at your feet like this. A gold coins, pure gold coins he came in for. So this is when this is what is required. This is that a person makes his ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. Koi haajat ho, rakhta ho, teri chaukat pas, teri chaukat sar apna. Whatever need I have got, I come and I beg at your doorstep, O Allah. Khuda wanda, muhabbat aisi de, apni rahmat se. And then again what we think of always, buy this kind of car, buy that kind, get so much income, have such a big shop, filling station. Our mind works on this. But see what you, when you have realized, then this dunya is not even a bubble of a water. You realize it. This dunya is not even a shadow. It is nothing. What you'll ask of Allah Ta'ala, Khuda wanda muhabbat aisi de. You gave me such love of yours. Apni rahmat se, by your mercy, I'm not worthy of it. But you give me such love of yours. Kare akhtar fida tujh par ye dil apna, jigar apna. That you give your whole heart to Allah Ta'ala. You give your liver to Allah. You give your life to Allah Ta'ala. That you have so much love of Allah Ta'ala that nothing in this world amuses you. It doesn't even tickle you. It doesn't even have any effect. All it can be the aeroplanes, the ships, the women, the cars, the buildings, the gardens, the food. These things mean nothing. Allah is the creator of everything. Allah is the controller of everything. Oh Allah, I want your love, oh Allah. Give me your love, then I will have everything. And give me such love that I give my whole life upon you. And that is what really the mujahideen, the shuhada do. That they own. And even till today, they are so rich Arabs, that when this realization has come to them, their money means nothing to them. And their comfort means nothing to them. They go into the mujahada of Afghanistan. And anyone who's got some idea of what mujahada they make there, but for Allah's sake they are happy. They give their lives for Allah's sake. Osama bin Laden wasn't a poor man. Very, very wealthy. Extremely rich and wealthy. For everything he sacrificed for Allah. What we saw, this is when you get that level. Today we can't sacrifice our hair for Allah. We can't sacrifice our desire of wearing the long kurta for Allah Ta'ala. We can't sacrifice small things for Allah Ta'ala. And we think that I don't need anything. If we have the true love of Allah, see every desire of ours also, how we sacrifice it for Allah Ta'ala. May tab tak nafse dushman ki ghulami se rahu ruswa. Oh Allah, how long must I remain disgraced and humiliated by this nafs of mine that is making me, always turning me away from you. Weakness, now you don't feel like making zikr, now you don't feel like making namaz, now you are looking at filthy things on the internet, filthy things on your phone you are looking at. What is this? Nafs is making you do all that. Now you are thinking of all bad, terrible things. What is all this? Your nafs is, oh Allah, how long am I going to be a slave of this nafs of mine? These are du'as that a person should make, really. To karle aisa nakara ko phir dare digar apna. Oh Allah, this useless person who has fallen down so much, you pick him up one more and make me yours again. When Allah chooses you and makes you yours, no thoughts of this evil will come also. Nothing, you won't be attracted by anything in this world. They won't have any attraction, you won't have any feeling for all this. Just like in winter, the leaves on the trees. Do you have to take a stick to hit on the leaf, on the branches so that the leaves fall down? In winter, autumn, the leaves just fall. Your back gets broken picking up the leaves. You picked up so many leaves, when you look again, there are so many leaves. You don't get finished picking up the leaves. So many. Just like this, once we have this from Allah, you won't have to give up gunas, gunas will fall away from you. One is that you have to give up this guna, give up it. Jada, it is hard. But once you get the love, Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful example Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi gave. That if there is a dog eating a bone, nothing on the bone, but that's all what it got, it's just busy chewing on the bone. And you want to give the dog to eat meat. So never ever dare and give a bayan to the dawn, that what you're going to get in the dawn, there is nothing. And also for this, understand, many people who are doing wrong things, people just attack them. That won't help you in anything. Give the alternative, give the solution. So all you have to, and don't dare pull away that bone from that dog, because that's all what it's got. And what will it do? It will bite your hand. Because all I got, you are taking it away. All you do is put a piece of meat there. Automatically the dog will leave the bone and will come and eat the meat. So just give the solution. And any person will go for the solution. Whatever, somebody is eating the leftovers of somebody who ate food, or just the bones are left and some crumbs of the bread and roti, and that's all he's got now, it is to fill his stomach, and you want him to eat good food, don't go and give him a big lecture, just put a plate of biryani and see immediately how he leave all the crumbs and all the bones and he'll go for the biryani. It's a natural thing. So anything, just present the right thing and see how. So the love of dunya, which is filth and dirt, but people are addicted to it. For them, the love of dunya is everything, the filth and dirt on the internet, on the phone, and all these terrible things. Just put the love of Allah. And you won't have to tell them, give up this filth and dirt. Don't look at this filthy woman on the internet. Don't do this haram, don't do that haram. Once you get the love of which is the most superior and the true, the only true lasting love is the love of Allah. Once you get that, all these things will just fall away immediately. Churakar ghair se dil ko tu apna khas kar humko. And this as far as language also, what a beautiful poem it is. Churakar ghair se, O Allah, separate us from everyone which is besides you. Dil ko tu apna khas kar humko. And our hearts, that make it special only from you, Allah, for you, O Allah Ta'ala. Tu fazal khas ko hum sab pe, ya Rab, aam kar apna. Of your special mercy, your special fazal khas, make it aam. Give it to every. This is a true lover of Allah who doesn't just want things for himself, but for everyone he wants it. It can be your worst enemy also. Ya Allah, give him also hidayah. Give him also your rahmat, that you don't feel bad for anyone. And you want goodness of Allah for each and everyone. Your du'as also are for everyone, no matter how much is your enemy, what is doing bad against you, but you beg Allah for goodness for him also. وَفَيْزِ مُرْشِدِ كَامِلُ تُكَرْدِ حَسْ زَارُكُمْ. And this is what really, when a person, there is no two ways, whether we like it or not, the way to Allah is by through the man of Allah. وَبْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ فَاسْأَلْ بِهِ خَبِيرًا. How many ayats Allah has illustrated that, for example, as students in Surah Fatiha, اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, show us the straight path. Sirat al-Mustaqim is badal. And Sirat al-Ladina is badal kul of Sirat al-Mustaqim. In other words, Sirat al-Ladina totally replaces Sirat al-Mustaqim. So if you want the straight path, is the straight path, the path is of those people, Alladina an'amta alayhim, whom you have showered your favor. So the path to Allah, Allah has declared, this is badal kul, complete replacement of that sentence there, of that words there, that it is the path of those people, you'll have to follow the path of those people. This is how, and Hadrat says, when you do this, then hum zaroku, we are who are crows. The sound of a crow, how is it? You humko has kar de, make us nightingales over there. Make us from that bird that is a crow into a beautiful bird. And this will happen, this transformation, when you mix with the man, you have contact with the man of Allah Ta'ala. Ke waqf khan ka shaykh hai kalbo jigar apna. That my heart, my life, I've sacrificed it for the khan ka. That is where I found my Allah. And that is when my connection came to Allah. And I knew the treasures which are free of charge open to me. And they pour into my heart. And my connection with Allah, who is the greatest. My love for Allah Ta'ala, I got it from the Khanqah. So my life, I've sacrificed it for the Khanqah. The Ghafil se jo ki toba, to inki raah mein akhtar. a person who unmindfully made tawbah in the into Allah Ta'ala. One is you serious and you made tawbah. And how many of us we read astaghfirullah after namaz? But our minds, they are unmindful totally. Hamatan mazghala me zikr ka sham wa sahar apna. Then a person, even from unmindfulness, but a person carries on, he reached the stage where he remembers Allah very consciously all the time. Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatun says, then start with your istighfar, even just the word of istighfar. That is like putting a seed. When you put a seed, then your tree doesn't grow immediately. And you don't get your mangoes immediately. How many you'll have to wait 3-4 years, you'll have to look up. So just start, even in unmindfulness, put the zikr, put the seed of istighfar. And carry on, water, look after it. Then the reality of istighfar will come. The name of Allah, Allah. Even Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi Rahmatullah used to say, when in total unmindfulness you take the name of Allah, it also will not go without benefit. But keep on, then the reality will come one day. And when you take the name of Allah with love and with feeling and compassion and with concentration, Allah will make you his. And when he opens the door, he doesn't open the door small but and peeps. Allah opens the door wide. And he takes you with his arms, he just accepts you. So you just carry on. The day will come when Allah will make you his.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. گنستان تیبا سے مسرور ہوں گا میں دیدار گوبے سے مخمور ہوں گا کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا عجم کے بیابا سے مفرور ہوں گا گنستان تیبا سے مسرور ہوں گا گناہوں سے اپنے میں رنجور ہوں گا تفیض شفاعت میں مغفور ہوں گا اڑے گی ہوا سے جو خاکی مدینہ میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا عجم کے بیابان سے مفرور ہوں گا گلستان تیبا سے مسرور ہوں گا میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا عجب کے بیابا سے مفرور ہوں گا گلستان تیبا سے مسرور ہوں گا میں روزے کے صلی علی ذکر کے بلی نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے سراپا کی روجا سے مسرور ہوں گا میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا کبھی دین اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا عجب کے بیابا سے مفرور ہوں گا گلستان تیبا سے مسرور ہوں گا عجم کے بیابا سے مفرور ہوں گا گلستان تیبا سے مسرور ہوں گا ہر ایک آمر میرا یہ سنت پہ چل کر خدا کے کرم سے منصور ہوں گا احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا مدینے میں جب قلب و جا چور آیا میں مہجور ہو کر نہ مہجور ہوں گا عجم کے بیابان سے مسرور ہوں گا گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا عجم کے بیابان سے مسرور ہوں گا گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا قبا کی زیارت و نفلوں سے اختر ہر اکراہ سننا سے پرنور ہوں گا قبا کی زیارت و نفلوں سے اختر ہر اکراہ سننا سے پرنور ہوں گا عجم کے بیابا سے مسرور ہوں گا گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا عجم کے بیابان سے مسرور ہوں گا گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا عجم کے بیابان سے مسرور ہوں گا گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا.
These are poems in the praises of Medina Pak, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the importance of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is entitled Gulistan-e-Taiba se Masroor Hunga. I will become very happy, delighted by the gardens of Medina Sharif. Of course, this garden means to the spiritual garden, the Rauza, the garden, the Murauza-e-Mubarak, the blessed garden, which is the resting place of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. عجم کے بیاباں سے مقرور رہوں گا سے مقرور ہوں گا. I will run away from the deserts of the other places of عجم, which are the non-Arab places. Wherever we are in the world, in all those places are عجم, and they are like deserts, because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not yet. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, that place is more superior than even Jannat itself, even the Arsh of Allah, even the Kaaba Sharif, where Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's body, and in fact that sand which is touching the kafan of the body of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi says, it is more superior than Kaaba, the Arsh and everything. So of course that is where a person would like to be. And the rest of the world is like a desert. So I'll run away from the deserts of the world. Gulistan-e-Taiba se masroor hunga. And I will be delighted and I will enjoy myself to be right close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Main deedar-e-gumbad se makhmoor hunga. By looking at the beautiful green dome of the qabr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will go like in a trance. I will be intoxicated. I will enjoy so much just to see. Even in our thoughts, we should imagine the green dome of Rauza-e-Mubarak, and it should bring great joy into our hearts. How much delighted, how much joy. Kabhi noor hunga, kabhi toor hunga. Sometimes just by looking at it, just that alone will make me like a noor. And sometimes toor, that is where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was given the Torah, and Allah made his tajalli, cast his light on the tour, and the Mount Tur cracked into pieces. So I will have so much of enjoyment of just looking at the Rauza-e-Mubarak and the Gumbat-e-Khizra of the tomb of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
gunaon se apne mein ranjoor hunga, and I will realize my sins, and I will be drowned in the tears of the eyes and the blood of the heart because of my sins. And when a person becomes clean, that person will get the enjoyment of Rozay Mubarak. When we are covered with our sin, how can we get the enjoyment? Even your most beloved, but that person is dirty, is filthy, with all types of dirt, as much as your baby has messed its whole body, whether it has done its excreta and messed its whole body, and it has spewed also, and bodies, you love your baby, but you won't hug your baby like that. First clean the baby. So also for us, if we are cleaned of spiritual, which is worse, our sins are worse than our urine and our stool, and our spew also, and we are filled with death, and we go to Rozay Mubarak even like that, what enjoyment we get? We get no enjoyment. For us it is just, we came to Medina, we made Umrah, we are going back. But those people who are clean, they get, and you are embraced. Those people get that enjoyment. So a person must realize his gunas, his sins, and cleanse himself of his sins. The prayers of Shafa'at, they are mafoor hunga. And then by the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will be forgiven my sins also. A person who makes ziyarat, and the promise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I will intercede for that person, and his sins will be forgiven. Uregi hawa se jo khaak Medina. And when sometimes there is a sandstorm, the wind blows. Today it is gone very less. Even Medina Park is all tar roads now, paved places. But it wasn't long ago that even right near the Haram, the sand used to blow. When the wind blows, it used to blow the sand also. And desert sand blows very easily. So Hadrat says, and this shows the great love of a person for Medina Sharif, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when the sand will blow in the desert, and it will, the wind will blow, and it will make the sand fly, main aise ghubar mein mastoor hunga. I will cover myself with such sand. I won't try and avoid it. Normally, when the sand blows like that, a person tries and avoid it, but the sand of Medina is blown. So a person will make it his overcoat. He will cover himself with that sand. Like a woman wears a burqa, a man there in Medina Sharif with that sand blowing, he will be so happy, he won't try and avoid it. But the sand of Medina is blowing, and he'll try and cover himself with that sand. May Rauza pe salli ala nazar karke. And when I go to Rauza-e Mubarak, I'll just see, I will just start reading Durood Sharif. And from the recesses of my heart, I will read that who is this? لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقَ. They did not dream for you. Muhammad agar na hote, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to kuch bhi nahi hota. This great personality, I will read Durood and Salatu Salam from the recesses of my heart. Badil noor hunga, bajaa noor hunga. My heart will become noor. I'll get the effects of Durood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه بها عشرة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. A person who sends one time durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Rabbul Izzat sends 10 duroods on you. With our dirty mouths, dirty hearts and minds, we send durood, Allah pure subhan, He will send 10 pure duroods on you. Allah's one durood, fraction of a durood, and it's more than enough. So when you will read durood, how won't you become noor? Your heart will be noor, your body will be noor, and it should be automatic. When even we see a picture of Rozay Mubarak, Durood Sharif should come on. When we are there, but how many people who are in Medina Sharif haven't got time for Durood Sharif? We've got time for news, sports news, political news, for all the other things of the world, we haven't got time to read Durood Sharif. Medina ke anwar sham o sahar se, and the beautiful environment at the time of the evening time, Maghrib time, when it was, the environment of Medina is so beautiful, and at the time of tahajjud, after tahajjud, when between the time when the sun is going to be rising, what a beautiful environment it is of Medina Sharif. Sarapa dilo ja se masroor honga, totally, completely from my heart and soul, I will be just happy. Allah has kept me this environment. Right close to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Main mamnoon hunga khuda ke karam ka. I will be thankful to Allah, you brought me. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hai. His feet are not lifted up and go, they are lifted for you and you go. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya hoon. I haven't come of my own accord, I've been brought and I've been put here. To main laakh samjha hoon asrar-e-muhabbat. I may think a million times that I've understood the secrets of love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of Islam. Main nahi samjha, samjhaya gaya. I didn't understand of my own accord, I was made to understand. Allah gave me this treasure. So any person realizes that, how happy won't he be? میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا. I will be thankful to Allah that you brought me. I won't be arrogant that I came and I arrived here. Your money can't take you. How many multi-millionaires, but they don't get off it. Not your free time can take you. Because I've got time. How many people who got free time are not going? People who are busy from their busy schedules, Allah Ta'ala, who Allah has chosen, that person goes. Otherwise, of your own, you can have all the money, all the time, all the understanding, all the knowledge, everything. But who Allah Ta'ala chooses, they go. وَحَدْ كِ شَهِيدُ وَكِخُونِ وَفَاسِ. And when a person makes ziyarat, and he goes to Uhud, the Qabristan, the Qubur of Uhud, where the people who passed away, the Shuhada of Uhud, then what lesson? Just not that being present there, it is part of the ziyarat, so I have to go there now. And now the Saudis don't allow to go. So more you want to go. You have to prove a point that I will go. The government is not allowing, and that's human nature. That al-insanu harisun fi ma muni'a. What he stopped from, he really wants to do that. So just because of that I want to go, no. I will take this lesson. Sabak leke paabande dastoor honga. I will take a lesson that these people gave their lives for Islam. And I can't sacrifice my desires also. I can't sacrifice my sleep at the time of Fajr. I can't sacrifice my desire of looking at another woman. They gave their lives. So I will take a lesson from them. That those who gave their lives, let me at least just sacrifice my desire. If you can't sacrifice your sweat also. They sacrifice their blood. Like somebody said, the Sahaba, dande tha ke deen ka kaam karte the. They were hit and tortured from all sides, but they did the work of deen. Hum ande tha ke bhi kuch nahi karte. We are having eggs for breakfast, luxurious breakfast, and what don't we have? But nothing we can do for the sake. We can't even read our Bismillah when we are having that egg. We, after eating, we don't read the dua of shukr also. Whereas they gave their life. So this is the real object of going to Uhud also. That we take this lesson, they gave their lives, let we at least sacrifice our desires. Medina mein qalb o jaan chhor aaya. And when I left Medina, I came away bodily, but my heart and soul, I left it in Medina. That is a true lover. At the place of your beloved, your heart and soul is there all the time. Main mahjoor ho kar na mahjoor hunga. I've made hijrah, I've separated myself physically from there, but spiritually I'm not separated. I still, my heart is there. Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayh gave such a beautiful explanation to this, that when a person leaves Medina Sharif, your last visit that you are, say to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love you and I'd love to be here. I would not have left. But for your work, your deen's work, I'm going. They have to go and make azans in my country, namazes in my country, to teach deen, to do the work of tabligh. Everywhere in the world deen must be spread. So for that reason I'm going. Otherwise I should have stayed here by you. But for your deen's sake, I'm going now. Quba ki ziyarat wa naflo se aftar. Another great lesson. We go to Quba to get the sawab of making two rakats of namaz, which is like making umrah. But what is the real reason? Har ek raah sunnat se pur noor hunga. I will follow every sunnah. Not only I came and make my two rakats of nafil namaz here in Quba, but I will bring every sunnat in my life. So So when we could go to Quba, make this niyyah and we make this dua there, that Ya Allah, as I came to fulfill this sunnah here, my whole life I will follow in the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all this, if a person goes prepared, then he gets the benefit. If we go unprepared, like a person, if you go to the Niagara Falls, the Victoria Falls, the water splashes so much that though you're standing at a great distance, the splashes of water, you get completely wet. Your clothes become wet. And they usually hire out raincoats there that you wear them so that your clothes don't become wet. And what is the Niagara Falls, the Victoria Falls, all the falls of the world put together? Allah's Rahmat, Rahmat Falls of Allah, which is coming on Rosa Mubarak, 24 hours. Hey, that is all the waterfalls of the world together, even more. But how many people, we don't get one drop of it. Though we're standing so close, 7-8 meters away from Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are right at the Rosa Mubarak, but we don't get one drop. Why? Because we got our raincoats of sin over us. So because we have covered ourselves with the raincoat of sin, the rahmat is coming, but we don't get any benefit. Also, we should remember, whether it is at Rodai Mubarak, whether it is at Baytullah Sharif, Kaaba Sharif, or whether it is anywhere in the world, when a bayan is taking place, where, for example, in Darul Uloom, hadith is being taught, hadith is being read, the hifz classes, how much Quran, Allah's rahmat is pouring down. But everyone gets according to his capacity. Just like when the rain comes down, it falls everywhere that rain. But then we find some ground that accepts the rain, and now beautiful green grass will come. The vegetation will grow, fruits will grow. That ground was fertile. It made it such that it benefited people. Other pieces of ground are such, it doesn't do that. But it dams the water. The water becomes dammed there. And dams get full, rivers get full. People, animals get water to drink now. Some of the other ground is such, rocky, the water just washes away. Some ground is set, it makes thorn trees to grow, bushes to grow. So even people who come away from Rosa and Mubarak, unfortunately some of them, they come like bush trees. They harm people. Wherever they go, they are harming people. Like a thorn, if you are walking with thorns on you, spikes on you, wherever, who you're going to pass, everyone is going to be injured, is going to have takleef, difficulty from you. Some people's akhlaq, habits become like that. Fighting with this one, pushing this one, getting in here, the whole. So even in a bayan, there are some people that good amal starts growing. Other people, thorny things come into them. They only have objection in them. And they don't benefit anything. They become worse, in fact. From what they were worse. Whether it's a bayan or whether it's going for Hajj and Umrah. How many people, rich people, they went for Umrah with the whole family. Everyone is praising them. But when they come back, the poor tenants put up all their rents to cover up that money. And we spent 100,000 for that Umrah. Went for the whole whole family, we went 100, 150,000. Now put up the rent of the poor people. So you came and you're harming people. What did you benefit in your Umrah? You didn't benefit anything. And some people are such that they get the benefit, they don't take it, but others benefit from them. Like dams that their water is dammed up there, others benefit from them. And others no benefit. Like on the rocky ground, the water just flows away. They took no benefit, nobody else benefited from them. So Allah's rahmat is for everyone. But everyone's own capacity, it is how much he takes and what he takes. So therefore, it is said that go to Ahlullah before you go for Hajj Umrah. Even before you make namaz, let them clean your heart. Then see that namaz, how much you get. Even before you listen to a bayan, if your heart has been cleaned and you now the capacity is to take that rahmat of Allah, then see how much you get. That is the object of the khanqah in tasawwuf. So that we can take maximum benefit of the student who stays in the madrasa 6 years. Some are staying 8 years, 10 years. They do hibs also. Some even do their nazra. But if we didn't take, we didn't soften our hearts, 10 years we stay where Allah's rahmat is coming all the time. But we don't get that benefit. People who stay in Madinatul Munawwara, they're all the time, but they don't take that benefit because we didn't cleanse our hearts. We didn't soften our hearts. Do that and then see. A farmer on his ground, If he doesn't plow the ground, loosen it, make it soft, and you just throw the seeds on top. A wind will blow, it will blow the same seeds away. You'll irrigate it, your water will wash the seeds away. But you soften the ground, now when the water comes, it will make things grow. So our hearts also, if they are not soft, you hear the best of bayan. You hear Quran Sharif, you read Quran Sharif, but your heart is hard, no benefit. If your heart was made soft, your own tilawat of Quran will have a tremendous effect on your heart. Somebody else read Quran, adhan will have an effect on you. Everything, bayan will have so much. All the day that ayat, hadith is being taught, even if you're not present, but Allah's rahmat, we will be. May Allah give us the tawfiq to understand and correct our lives accordingly. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.